and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we embark on an incredible new adventure with the voice of the prophets. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Lori Crable, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Hello, everybody. Right, what a wonderful day it is in our neighborhood. An exciting time because we've broken ground for the new Voice of the Prophet Studios.
Yes.
And you're going to see it on this show. We got a very, very special show planned for you today.
We do.
And you may wonder why we have these blue hats on.
And mine's white, honey. Sorry. I know I'm the odd man.
You're the queen. The queen wears white.
We have our hard hats on. And why do we have them on?
Because it's building time. And we're going to be building the new studio.
I'm going to steal your words because I think your faith is going to be built today.
Yes.
So hold on.
Amen.
I love the fact that you're a faith builder.
Yes.
You've always been a faith builder, Jim Baker. Matter of fact, I'm going to sneak in a picture, if I can, of what you did in India by building a ministry there. And a man got a hold of me yesterday in the hallway that said that Jim Baker built my faith. And the reason why we're still here years later in India with the mission work that you build was because you went out there and built those people's faith.
Amen. Praise
it's unbelievable
God.
What you've done throughout
the
history.
We had such privilege to do things for God. We built a hospital.
That's right.
And, you know, we have built different places with Billy Graham's son, Franklin. We built a big
hospital.
Big wing of a hospital.
Amen.
And there was no hope. I mean, these people were sleeping, two and three people under a bed and two and three on the bed. You know, it was horrible what was happening. And in one show that I mentioned it on the air, the people sent in the money.
Praise
and
God.
It raised more money than it was needed. And Franklin donated back a few hundred thousand or something over what the people needed to build it. And so then that helped build the ministry there.
Yeah. Well, listen, one of our homegrown prophets, I guess, Prophet Daniel, stopped me and said, I'm going to give you a picture, and I want you to encourage Pastor Jim, because the mission that ministry, Heritage USA and PTL, got involved years ago is still going strong because of the faith of Pastor Jim Baker. They're still standing.
And he was there at the groundbreaking.
And
Daniel and David, two
amen.
Of our prophet names of the prophets here. And God's going to move more prophets here. They're
going to
move
he's
here.
Calling them. He's getting them ready.
I'm prophesying that part, but I'm just saying it's happening.
That's it.
Because it's already happened.
That's amen. It.
And you're going to see what God has done if you stay tuned to this program.
Yes.
And so we're going to have to go. What do you have to say, Nana?
I just have to say, I am so excited because when you talk about walking by faith, we as a family, God forced us to learn to walk in faith in 2020.
Yeah.
Because of everything that you went through, Dad, we were here. But guess what? Talk about walking in faith. We launched, with your help, you and us together, we launched the Voice of the Prophets Network.
That's right.
This past year of 2020, we did that by faith. We literally did that by faith.
And it went backwards from what I thought. I thought we'd build that studio first.
That's exactly right,
and,
Dad.
And instead, God opened the doors.
He did.
We have this huge network.
And I have to say, you don't want to miss today, because today we are going to let you see, take you on a journey of this ministry and the faith.
All right, here's the thing. When you sow into a prophet's ministry,
amen.
The Bible
that's
says
it.
You receive the prophet's reward.
Yes.
Now, Mondo, how many cities, well, I don't know how many, just name me a few of the cities that we are broadcasting in now that started just a few months ago with the prophets, and now we're going to show you the groundbreaking in a few minutes.
Absolutely. You're talking about Los Angeles, California, Denver, Colorado, Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Kentucky, of course, Baltimore, yeah. Maryland, New York City, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Buffalo, New York, Syracuse, New York, Lexington, North Carolina, Portland, Oregon. You want me to keep going?
You know, no, I mean, there's so many of them. But I want people to know. And but Apple TV,
TV,
Roku
is huge, people.
You realize they have 24/7 of the prophets that can come into your home wherever you are. And we have to remind people, we have the app. That's anywhere that you are. If you're traveling, if you're on the road, you have access to 24 hours voice of the prophets every single day, no matter where you are.
That's awesome.
That's the power of technology.
Yeah. It's time to lift up Jesus. It's time to build his networks.
Yes.
You say, oh, all hell's coming. No, all heaven's coming.
Yes.
Jesus is coming back.
Yes, Lord.
And we've got to reach this generation.
Yes, that's
amen.
It.
And together we can do it.
Yes.
Amen.
And you know, when we were building the chapel on the mountaintop here.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
I'll tell you. I didn't know how we were going to do it.
Right.
That's right.
I had more people advise me. I've lost friends. They haven't even spoke to me since because I built the chapel. And it breaks my heart. Because God said, build me a chapel on this mountain, a place of prayer.
And you've always been obedient.
And so we went ahead, and we didn't have the money to do
that's
it.
Right.
These were good advisors. They were good people.
Yeah.
And it was right for me not to build it under the circumstances, you know, because we didn't have money. But yet God supplied
it.
Remember one church up in Minnesota,
Dad. Yes, Minnesota. 10 builders. 10 builders showed up from one church.
Yeah.
Showed up in the middle of winter.
Yes.
That's right.
In December, showed up at our building, Morningside, our church.
Right.
And they knocked on our door and they said, we've come to help build and finish the chapel. We were so shocked. We're like, where did you come? We thought they were angels, truly.
That's right.
We literally were trying to figure, are these angels that have come from the Lord? But to us, they were.
Yes.
They were. They came and they built.
They built day and night. They came to sow into their own church.
That's it.
Because they needed to build. So they said, we're going to come and build this.
Yes, they were sowing in so they could
And that's what they did.
Yes. That's so.
And that's the miracle.
That's the miracle.
When people help. I know every time I've ever helped build, like when we helped build over in
Moldova.
Moldova.
Yes, we built the girls' homes to fight against sex trafficking, rescuing with Philip Cameron.
But every time we'd give out, it seems like God came in and gave us miracles.
He absolutely did.
Amen.
I remember the day after we wrote the check to Philip Cameron for that first time.
Yeah.
My God. Within hours, it seemed like.
It was just days.
The money came in to do our project that we were building at that time.
And we built Lori's house through that.
That's
what we built. We built Lori's house,
that's how it
a home
started.
For mothers to save babies.
And today's program, we're going to be showing you the miracles that happens when you dig a little dirt out. You dig that by faith. We keep telling you about Oral Roberts teaching me when I was a younger preacher. He told me, he said, Jim, dig a hole. If God tells you to build something and you don't have the money, you break the ground.
Amen.
And we broke ground for our new Hall of the Prophet studio, and it was on my 81st birthday.
Yes.
Amazing.
And then after we broke ground, and we're going to show you the breaking of the ground. It was such an amazing moment we're living in. And it was snowing. But afterwards, we came home and with the family, and we celebrated your birthday, your 81st birthday, honey.
Amen.
And there we are. Just I made the cake.
I was going to tell them that.
Okay.
Lori baked this cake.
They were all in shock and awe. Normally
Lori
we order cakes,
my co-hostess, and she doesn't bake cakes.
Only for you.
This is one of my first cakes that she's baked for me. And she's baked before, but she's not into baking. You know what I mean? But from now on, she's going to be known as the baker's baker.
Boy.
That's right.
That's a lot to live up to, honey.
But
the pressure.
Did you hear him sing yet?
Oh, you mean sing your
show.
Birthday song,
this is,
honey.
Everybody says, don't put the family on the fair.
I can't believe somebody recorded it.
They said,
listen, I have the camera on. We got to do
with
it.
With a phone, you
we'll
can't be safe.
Right? You, ahead.
You can't be safe. Everybody has a phone. I said, you know what? This is a moment in history. We just came out from breaking ground and to celebrate 81 years. And we want to watch this B-roll. The singing is not that great, but you know what? Celebrating a man, watch this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dad. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, off a little bit.
And many more.
Here we go.
Now you have to make your birthday prayer, honey.
I
think it's your time.
Yay! Happy birthday, honey.
The joy of my life is to have my family around me.
That's just and some of the family. It's
I was
to get
so
everybody.
Cold.
Oh, it was cold. It was a chilly day
out
here
there
in the Ozarks. Yeah.
That everything on me was warm except my hands, and I had gloves on.
Yeah.
You know, and it was cold. I mean, I thought I was having frostbite on my fingers. And I lived right to the moment where I was going to collapse almost being in that cold.
Yeah.
And a lot of our staff was there.
Yeah, it was
and
awesome.
A lot of the people there.
It was a snowy day on your birthday.
For those of you watching that don't know, we started building Morningside in 2006. With the main building over the years, as the Lord's lead, we have added new buildings for different purposes. And so what a celebration it always is to start a new building. So on my birthday, we did it again.
We sure did.
Our family was there, our Morningside family too. It was cold.
Yes.
We have a video piece that shows the beginning of our buildings at Morningside throughout this new groundbreaking season. So watch this.
And to see Morningside come from this place of earth, we turn over the first spade of dirt.
We're still going forward, building every single day here at Morningside. The builders are working on the second floor today. People can live here, people visit here, but it's just a place for God's people. What do you think, Jerry? How's it coming along?
Brother Jim, it's coming real good.
It seems like every day the pace of construction here at Morningside goes faster and faster. It is so beautiful with all the beautiful trim work and all going in right now, and the base colors are on to some degree. All the beautiful vines and flower boxes and all the great finishing touches. And there's Town Hall, and that's where we'll originate our program every day. Welcome to Morningside!
Yes!
Woo!
You are witnessing a miracle of God. Standing here today, breaking ground on a vision of your heart to change the youth of America.
This is the dream of my heart, building the center to train youth, and we can be a part of this great outreach to win the world for Christ.
And I start having this vision. I was in a rustic type setting. All of a sudden, a host of heavenly angels just came into the room. The kids immediately fell on their faces before the Lord. I knew that was God's approval of what we were doing. And I walked into this place and I said, Jim, this is what I saw in my vision. This is it.
The sons of the prophets will be trained with a prophetic utterance to our generation.
There's something you can do to the powers of darkness that no generation has been able to do before you.
God never said it was going to be easy, but to say yes to God, to everything He wants to do in your life, is true dedication.
Things are happening here. I believe God has ordained that now is the time.
You know, Old Mill Inn Studio and the World Outreach Center, it's also a place where people can come and get all the supplies they need for any emergency.
So we can spend our time in the next years, no matter what happens, we can win souls and we can be ready to help people, but we can be ready to tell people that these are the things that God spoke in the Bible, and don't be afraid, because this just means that we're closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Lord would say to you, daughter, this is your time. You will build a prototype here in this safe haven.
We dedicate it to God.
Yes.
Already. This is God's property. We, Lord, that not one day will go by that we will miss saving children.
Thank you.
The devil does not want us to start saving babies. Lori's house has been stopped. That's insanity.
And so today we're going to take our authority in the name of Jesus.
We are going to put the Word of God in the foundation.
There's something so anointed about this. This is going to be a place of healing for broken girls, girls that have been beaten and bruised. There's going to be a place that will be a place of hope in the midst of troubled lives.
It's a place of safety, of refuge. It's a place to learn. It's a place to grow. It's a place to grow in God as a baby is growing in the mama's womb, so that that baby has a chance of life. Not for Lori, not
yeah.
about me. It was for these women, these
yes.
babies.
I can't even express the joy inside of my heart.
You've saved lives. You've saved our lives.
You didn't just save our babies. You saved us too.
Yes.
We're getting ready to begin construction of the Prayer Mountain Antique, you might call it, chapel. The chapel's 120 years old and has been moved and being moved and rebuilt here on top of this mountain.
I've seen it in my dream. I know what it's going to be, and I'm so excited about it. The miracles are happening at Morningside, and prayer is the key. This is a prayer chapel. This is not for really anything else, but a place for people to pray. It's beautiful, and it's going to be dramatic.
Those that are watching a remnant quickening, the spirit of Haggai. Jim Baker is building a prophetic voice that is going to rise up in the earth.
For I am going to do a quick work, saith the Lord. For miracles, signs, and wonders shall go out of this place. There is an open heaven in this place as there was the upper room.
It's amazing how God has brought the prophets together. It's time to go now. Some of you have been called of God for a long, long time. And God wants to use you. We can see the great harvest. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And God's going to use you if you'll just let Him. Welcome to our groundbreaking on Morningside, USA for the great Hall of the Prophets Studio.
Yeah.
Mr. Crawford standing with me again after 100 years together. And we're about to put the foundations in. And we already have a building fund that started with the people who gave over the last few
a year and a half or so. So we are going to start building if it stops raining, okay? And we've got a little bit of snow and rain right now. And this is my first time really outside like this since my time away for a year or so. But I'm excited to be out, and we have a lot of our staff with us and our team and the executives of the team. And Pastor Joe Campbell, I would like you to open with a prayer. Would you do that?
Yes. Well, Father, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for this day. We praise you, Lord, for what is going on in this property. And we thank you, Lord, for the Hall of the Prophets studio that is being built here. And we dedicate it to you in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord, for the strength and the energy and the things that you're doing, Lord, right here at this property today. And we give you glory, Father, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Today we're gathered here to declare victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
And this is my birthday today.
Yay, happy birthday.
Which is January 2nd, so we're in the first of the year. And it's snowing a little bit out here,
yes.
And raining a little bit out here, and Mondo, what are you doing way down there? My team.
He's ready to dig.
Marcello's down there. All the team from the show are here. Mama Lori is here next to me.
And we have Grandma Char here. My mom's here.
Yes.
What do you think, Mom? You love this?
I love this, except it's snowing.
Yes.
It's snowing.
Which is kind of fun because I'm from the snowland up in Michigan. But it's a beautiful spot. You ready to put the foundations in?
I'm ready to go.
We're ready to go, too.
We're ready to go, yes, sir.
Amen. I'm excited about this.
Yes!
We've had a, in the world, they'd say we had a hell of a year.
Oh, honey.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 81. I got to be able to say a few more things.
Boy.
That's my new one for this year. But no, it's been a very hellish year. And Jesus is greater than hell.
Amen.
Jesus is greater than all the things that has come against us. Amen.
Yeah.
Greater is he that it is in us than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Amen. So we are going to declare victory for 2000.
Yes. And 21.
21.
Isn't that exciting?
We are building together in faith and believing God today as we break ground in the end of, this is the beginning of a new year.
Yes.
And the Lord just opened up the snow gates of heaven while we're here. And Matthew 18:19 says, again, I say unto you that if two of you agree on anything on earth that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
And we agree together for a miracle on this land. You know, my dear friend Oral Roberts, he once said that if you're going to start a project and you don't have all the money, dig a hole.
Right.
And we're going to dig a bunch of holes today.
Yeah.
And I just love having my family here with me.
Yes.
Our co-host of the show, Mondo, is way down at the end. Mm-hmm. You're holding up the end. Huh? And then little Lori and Marcella are right here, and their husbands are here.
Kids.
And their kids
Grandma.
Are here. And then Grandma's there.
Tammy Sue with, look at that snow on that hair.
And we got lots of family here. And we're just, and so Andrew, great. Who is on the other end. I think we got Mondo on one end and Andrew on the other end. Andrew is the head of television. And he has been with us for a long, long time. And he has helped design this studio. And he's overseeing it, too, all the technical part. That's the important part. I just do the good-looking stuff on the outside, you know. And he does the part that runs the whole thing. You know what I mean? That makes it work. And isn't it just a beautiful spot, beautiful spot
beautiful.
Even in the midst of this snow?
Well, when you look off to our right, where we're standing, we see the big Morningside building where Gray Street is, and that we've done the Jim Baker Show for since 2008.
And want to get back in
right?
there.
And then when we look to our left, we see, or back right over here, we see Prayer Mountain Chapel. It's gorgeous here.
So I wanted to say praise God for all of the folks that are here. My sister Donna, who is one of the oldest of us here. And I can't believe my sister took care of me when I was a little boy. She is still taking care of her brother.
Yeah.
And then all the other, Pastor David, I think I saw him underneath a hat somewhere back there. He's been sick for a while, but he's back.
Yeah,
with
amen.
Us.
Amen.
Here
he's
is
awesome.
The pastor of the chapel. This is not just a studio, even though we call it the Hall of the Prophet Studio. This is going to be where there'll be church service. The prophets will be preaching here. We pray every night.
Yes.
There's going to be services in this great chapel.
That's right.
And that people will gather from all over the world as we are going to herald in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So in a minute, we're going to just dig holes in this ground, break ground.
Mm-hmm.
As Oral Roberts says, if you don't have the funds, just dig a hole. And he said, God always comes through.
He does.
So Hosea 10:12 says, break new ground, plant righteousness, and harvest the fruit that your loyalty will produce for me. Ezra 3:10 says, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple, and were about to lay the foundations here, and set in the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. One of the things I love about being in this ministry, and have Mr. Crawford, we build a lot. And we build what God says to build, and we're going to build till the rapture. Today we're breaking ground for our new Hall of Prophets studio here at Morningside, USA, where the voice of the prophets will be proclaimed, the word of the Lord every day. Amos 7:3-7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his purpose to his servants, the prophets. So it's time to break ground for our Hall of the Prophets. You want to say something, Lord?
So excited. We're just so grateful and so thankful for every single one of you who have given to the Hall of Prophets studio and continue to give, because from this ground right now that we're breaking ground in just a minute here, that from here to the whole world will go the good news, the gospel
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
But I want to just thank all those who have been a part of this ministry and all of you that have given and that fund that is here. That's going to start. Jerry, we got funds to do this, so let's get the foundation.
Brother Jim, I'm ready to go. All we need right now is your financial support and your prayer, and I can build it as fast as the money comes in.
Yay! Amen! 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 So, welcome to this great moment in history, that we break ground for one of the most important studios I think ever built, the Hall of the Prophet Studios. And we give glory to God in the name of Jesus. So we break ground in the name of the Father, God in heaven, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, Jesus Christ. We break ground for this studio to go around the world.
There it is.
The ground is officially broken.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Let's praise him with music in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah. Well, hail the power of Jesus' name. Well, hail the power. Well, hail the power of Jesus' name. Oh, come on, praise him right now. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Woo!
Praise God.
God.
So amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, all the praise.
Yes.
All
yes.
The glory.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Whoa,
yes.
Was that a moment?
It's
wow.
Overwhelming. I mean, I think we're all overwhelmed yes. by what God has allowed us to do together.
In the midst of the wow. most turmoil year yes. of our ministry, probably.
Well, yes. And I want to tell you what the Lord said. He's wow. told me to open to 2 Timothy 2, and you opened to 2 Timothy 2. This is what the Lord said. Endure hard times as a good soldier yes. of yes. Jesus Christ. No soldier on active duty entangles himself with civilian affairs that he may please the enlisting yes. officer. And
amen.
Look, Jim, that's you. You have been a good soldier,
yes.
and
praise
we've
God.
Come along with you and trying to be good soldiers for the Lord Jesus yes. Christ, mm-hmm. who is our enlisting
happened.
Officer.
Yes.
And this is where we are
yes.
now.
Amen.
After, less than a year after my stroke.
Yes. Yeah.
We've signed the papers, right. and the network has opened.
Yes,
the network
it's open.
Is
amen. 24/7, 24 hours a day.
Potential
yes,
viewers
amen.
Already open.
Yes.
And it's a miracle of God.
Amen.
It couldn't happen
no.
without a miracle.
Yes.
And here we are. I was at my weakest, and I was saying, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Yeah. I can't
that's
even
it.
Get out of bed. I'm so weak.
Yes. You know,
and God says, I'm strong.
That's
absolutely.
Yes.
He's strong.
And it's
yes.
all symbolic of your birthday. Understand how symbolic that is. It is what took place on your birthday. It was cold. It was freezing. Yeah. All of a sudden, snow hit.
Hard.
Now,
yeah.
we could have done this on Tuesday when the weather was beautiful here
yes.
in Morningside. Or the next day, the weather was amazing. But on your birthday, all of a sudden, snow came down. And symbolic, the snow means changes or transformation or new beginnings.
Amen.
Can you imagine on your birthday, new beginnings, new transformation?
Amen.
Jim Baker, you seem to amaze me every single day, every single time when people say he's over. There's no way they can come back from this. But you have listened to God in your faith throughout the season that we have been a part of it. And you got to be a part of this moment. I'm telling you, the windows of heaven are open for you right now. Amen. I want to say this, to sow a seed. Because the moment to sow in is right now. Amen. When we're at this change, something happens when you get involved in the change, in the season of new beginnings. And I'm telling you, you have released a legacy for our family, but a legacy for every viewer, every partner right now to get involved.
Every time we've had a great need, this ministry sowed to another ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen.
And those ministries, moments, gave us great victory.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, beyond anything.
That's it.
Lori's house was finished because we sowed into another ministry.
That's right.
That was reaching children. And reaching babies and the little girls,
the
little boys,
the orphans.
And their orphans. And but God restores when you restore, when you help, when you give. And this is for the voice of the prophets for the last days.
Yeah.
You know, this you saw the college building there. Mm-hmm. It's built.
Yes, tabernacle.
It's built. Yes.
And the tabernacle is going to be opened in the spring.
That's right, yes.
God willing. We're going to claim it. We're going to storm heaven and believe God. People need to catch the vision.
Yes. Amen.
And, Dad, you know, I just have to share, and if you don't mind, I have to share with the people because for 2 weeks now, we did a Jericho march at Morningside, and we marched around our camp, and we declared Morningside property, all acres, we declared it for the Lord. But let me tell you what God showed me. There was one day we were marching outside, and God said, stop. We looked towards where the studio, where the Hall of Prophets would be. We stretched out our arms, and as I began to pray, the Lord started speaking to me, and this is what he said, Maricela, use this platform that I've given you, for I am preparing people right now. They don't even know. This is 2 weeks ago. So if you've been hearing God preparing you, speaking to you, this is why. I'm going to share it with you right now, because God has been saying, God said, I want you to call on the builders. Call on the builders. There are builders out there who are waiting. I have prepared their hearts for this very moment, and they have been waiting. They've been asking me, God, where can I sow? What can I do for your kingdom? And God is saying today, this is where you could sow. But God said, call the builders because I am going to bring them to Morningside, USA. They shall build this building for the Lord. Just like he brought the 10 builders from Minnesota who showed up at our door. God said, I'm going to multiply it 100-fold. I'm going to multiply it. And Dad, you said something this morning. You literally told me this morning that God told you that David's army would be coming to build the Hall of the Prophets. And
you know,
I literally said, this is happening.
Because I kept believing that a billionaire would just be a big construction company or something. Would just come and say, we're going to build it. And, you know, and I've had promises.
Yes.
But you know what? We believe when God gives you a promise that he keeps his word.
Yes,
and we must keep our word.
That's it. We have to.
And when you see all these buildings where we broke ground.
That's it.
And, we've got a lot more to do, but it's going to be an exciting time.
But, Dad, when we build our buildings, guess who came? Pastor Larry Green, right up the road. He brought his entire church. They came and they laid the carpet in the chapel. They built a chapel. Jasper, Lori's husband, who's a builder. He's a builder, and he came. We couldn't figure out how to get the steeple on the chapel. No one could figure it out.
I think she would have been nervous as she'd seen her husband up there on that steeple.
That's it. Jasper came and said, I can do that.
Yes, he did.
And he did it. So God is putting on your heart. And right now, I'm going to be obedient to what God has told me to do. He said, call on the builders. And there's a number on the screen right now, 417-779-9291. That number that you see on that screen.
Yeah.
I'm doing this by faith, Dad. I've told the team, get ready. When this show airs, well, get ready, team. Stand by the phones because they're going to be calling you. And they're going to tell you what they can do and what the gift that God has given them, how they can be a part of this. Because this is the word that God gave me. Nehemiah 2. And this is what he says right here. He says, let us rise up and build.
Yes.
So they strengthen their hands for good work.
That's
so
it.
God, right now, we call upon the builders.
Yes,
Lord, I call
Lord,
upon them.
Forth,
you
Father.
That are watching, you that are builders, we call upon you to rise
yes.
up and to build.
Yes,
to
do.
Rise up and to build and to strengthen your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray blessing Jesus. That God will provide everything that you need to make your way here to Morningside USA in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We pray this. Rise up Woo. And build in the name of Release Jesus we pray amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to have a part of the voice to the prophet.
Yes, that's
to
it.
The world
that's
from
the
prophet.
Yes. Yes.
As I looked at the chapel up on the mountain.
Yes.
Do you realize it's sitting right above?
It's sitting there. It's
right across
over.
The valley.
Yes.
You look across. We were standing there and you saw some yes. scenes of people
yes.
watching closely.
That's
I hope
right.
you'll watch this show again.
It's sitting on the yes. hilltop.
You see, there was,
right there.
Did you see the
yes.
chapel?
Yeah, beautiful.
And
yes.
behind there?
Yes.
And so Matthew 18:19 is my theme verse for the last, I was going to say 100 years. I'm only 81, so it can't be quite 100 years. But it says, again, I say unto you, that means it was said before, that if yes. two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mm. That's agreement.
Amen.
That's the power of us doing things
yes,
together.
That's it.
And everything you see here was built by the people.
Yes, amen.
Built by the gifts of the people. I didn't build this. It was built by the gifts of the people.
That's right.
And we're going to see millions saved.
Yes.
Already, this ministry that I have headed over the decades, for the last probably 50, 60 years, millions have been saved.
Absolutely.
We know it by actual count.
Amen.
And I believe there's more to come than yes. what we've already seen.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
So we're going to start. I think maybe I should start with the Hall of the Prophets groundbreaking members.
Yes, amen.
And how many today will really, I need some people. You know, if 1,000 people would give $1,000,
yeah.
do you know how much money that is?
Wow. $1 million.
That's $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm telling you,
thank you, Father.
It seems hard to get to raise $1 million, and it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But 1,000 people giving $1,000
right.
is $1 million.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, those walls will be up.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And your name will be placed in that great hall mm-hmm. of the prophets.
Yeah.
But then those big wide hallways, there'll mm-hmm. be place to seat where you can just sit and, you know, testify. And then bathrooms down both halls,
mm-hmm.
lots of bathrooms. We
yes.
always have to have bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And then a place to get your books and stuff mm-hmm. that you want to buy. And then you'll go right down another, what do you call it when you... When
hallway?
You have, like a hallway,
mm-hmm.
but it goes outside
mm-hmm.
to... meet up with the other building.
Yes, of yeah. course.
And
yes,
so
have
you won't have to
walkway.
Go outside.
Yeah.
So you can walk right mm-hmm. into the restaurant and the other building.
That's
big.
Right.
Amen.
We're enlarging the restaurant.
Yes.
We're enlarging the store, general
yes.
store.
Yeah.
So there'll be much large.
So it'll be
Christian
beautiful
bookstore.
Because it'll be covered, the walkway you're saying.
You don't
so
have to even be in the rain or snow.
That's right.
Because that's how we're building it.
Yeah.
And then there's a backstage there and dressing rooms and all for the people. But you'll have a seating that you can see above people's heads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
stadium seating.
It's stadium with chairs,
mm-hmm.
nice comfortable chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you've got bathrooms out there. You've got a little store area where to get Christian books and whatever. But that is my plans.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
To have it open 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Oh, my. You just got to be a part.
Yes.
So if you'll say, Jim, I am going to be a Hall of the Prophets.
Groundbreaker.
Yes.
Groundbreaker.
Yes.
That's $1,000.
That's right. Amen.
That's for two people. basically, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the Hall of the Prophets Groundbreaking Gold Member. And you receive two of the cups. You get double cups, so Mom and Dad, both of you will have those, and the $1,000 gift. Yes. And then you also will receive...
Yes,
what?
The PTL Voice of the Prophets blanket. So do you see this beautiful blanket?
That is a blanket.
Right
gorgeous.
Here. We all are loving it. Our entire staff. But this is the brand new PTL Voice of the Prophets blanket for you to enjoy.
It's Jim Baker Blue,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, sure. Two
of
them.
If you don't mind.
That's right. It's absolutely
Is that
beautiful.
Gorgeous?
Yeah.
It's
okay,
so
you receive
but it's
two mugs
it's cozy.
And two of the blankets.
It's cozy.
That's awesome.
So you get with... The $1,000 gift, you get two of these
That's
blankets.
Right. Yeah.
So the husband gets one and the wife
That's
gets
right.
one too. Or you can give one to your grandchildren or somebody you love.
Yes.
Or you could keep one on the sofa.
Yes.
And
or your recliner or whatever you like to cuddle in somewhere.
But
yes.
If you have dogs, they may take them over. Because they're so soft.
There you are.
But this is beautiful.
Amen.
Now, if you want to get for $500, if you're one individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We have the Hall of the Prophets Groundbreaker Member. This is a $500 donation and love gift to the ministry for the new Hall of the Prophets studio. You're going to receive one of the PTL mug with the Voice of the Prophets, mm-hmm. along with one of the blankets. Mm-hmm. So the beautiful blanket, the cozy blanket, that's the Voice of the Prophets.
Amen. Okay, so that's totally together now, right?
Yes.
Plus their names will be both the the $500 and the $1,000,
yes.
will have their names in the plaque in the atrium,
yes.
in that great hall.
And our time is running out, but I want to make sure everybody knows that when you send in the donation to help build this brand new studio, we also want you to send in your prayer request that
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Can include in the foundation.
A separate piece of paper.
Right, in the foundation. When we
With
are
your
building.
Lifetime prayer needs.
Yes.
For the family. Things like, I want my grandchildren all to go to heaven.
Exactly.
Yes.
I've
Thank
done
you,
that
Lord.
On our
yes.
property at
But it will be in
prayer the, chapel and different
in the
places.
Concrete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll
be in.
Built in there.
That's right.
And along with the Bibles going into the foundation.
That's
we
right.
put Bibles
we
in
always
there.
Do.
We get old Bibles that nobody, you know, they're coming apart.
Yeah.
But we put them in there as the word.
Yeah. We want standing on the word.
Founded on the word of God.
Amen.
All right, quickly. Now, for you that cannot join this, I want everybody to pray about joining
Amen.
This special, special Hall of the Prophets Groundbreaking membership. Now, for those who can't do that, what do you have?
Yes, we have the Hall of Prophets offer. This is two of the PTL Voice of the Prophets mugs. So we want to send you these reminders. And that's what I love is these are reminders.
Yeah.
Every time you hold them in your hand, you know, we pray. That's what I do. I pray for the prophets. We pray for those who are coming and what God is going to do in your life. But this is the Hall of the Prophets $81 offer. This is a way for you to send in your request as well. And everything that you give today is to go towards helping us build the Hall of the Prophets studio.
Yes.
Amen.
Everything is shipping and handling,
yes,
right?
That's right. Yes, it's
that.
All included. Yes.
Okay. Or anything else that we can share with them
wow,
before we leave? Because our time is running
day.
Out.
Well, I want to share something, Dad, because I have to be obedient. When the Lord speaks to me, I know it. I can feel it. My heart is about to jump out of my chest. But I really feel like he gave me that word this morning, don't miss out for this very moment right now. And Jasper and I, we've been praying about what we should do. God has spoken to us to sow a seed this year.
Yes.
And I literally have asked God, because I'm a very literal person, and I have said, God, give me the number. And I've made up all the numbers in my head. I've told God, I'll give you this much of my money. I'll do this. I'll sow the seed for this much. But today, as I was sitting here, and I didn't know that we were going to do all of these offers. I didn't know all the details of it, but I knew that I needed to be here because God told me, don't miss out. And today, Jasper and I together, for our family, we want to be the first. We want to be the first to sow our seed this year into the Voice of the Prophets.
Right.
Yes. And I can't tell you I'm like shaking right now because my spirit is so excited. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on what God is doing. And I'm going to be a part of this. This is our legacy.
That's right.
And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to sow my seed this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Because God is going to do amazing things. I know it. I know I've claimed them for my family. And this is exactly why I needed to be here today. So I'm going to be the first to sow my $1,000 donation to the Boys of Prophets.
I'm doing it.
My family is standing
together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's moving.
He's moving. That's it. And for everyone watching, go to the Word. Look what God says. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house.
Yes.
And this is what I love. And test me. Yes. God's saying, test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer from your sakes so that it will not destroy the fruits of your ground and the vines of your field will not fail to bear fruit, says the Lord of hosts. And that's what we pray. We pray that over each and every single one of you.
The Lord is speaking to every one of us here. And I believe this wasn't planned to
happen. No, no.
And, you know, and I don't talk about my money very much, but I don't make an income.
No.
I don't. The government has taken all my money till I die, so I have nothing. Mm-hmm. And but I have Social Security now. I'm so old. I got Social Security, so I'm saving up a little bit just for emergencies. Mm-hmm. But I wanna be a $500 member.
And so do I.
And you do
so
too.
We just talked about it. Yes, as Monticella was, Lori, you literally opened up the floodgates. And by being obedient, you've helped stir the Holy Spirit inside of Dad and inside of me. And so it's exciting to be a part. And we just want everybody to be a part. And like you said, don't miss out. That was a word from the Lord for you, Lori, and for you. Don't miss out. Get involved and help be a part of ushering in the coming of the Lord, speaking to the whole world. From these hills here in the Ozarks.
Amen.
And Marcel, you're giving me a check.
I'm giving you, I had it on Saturday. It says January 2nd.
It my sure check. Does, honey.
And God had me and my children and my husband, we sat together in the middle of the floor.
It's amazing.
And I put on a worship song and we put our hand over this check. My children joined me and we prayed the blessing because God's saying right now, the blessing is not just for you.
Right.
The blessing is for every single thing that you touch.
Yes.
Everything that you touch, you receive the blessing. The blessing comes back through everything that you touch. Mm-hmm. And so I literally laid this. I said, God, this is for the future of my children, that they will be saved all their life. Everything that I'm putting into them, everything I'm sowing, they shall remember this for the rest of their life, and they shall serve the Lord their God.
Yes.
And that's my request. That's the request, is that my children will serve the Lord their God.
Yeah. Absolutely. We stand on that scripture as for me and my house.
Yes, that's
we
it.
Will serve
Thank
the Lord.
You, Father. Yes.
And we are too.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Know, I prayed about it.
This is
a season
Thank
where
God.
You either believe what God is going to do in your life or you don't.
Yes,
there's
it.
No more middle ground. The line has been drawn.
You have to sow
for you, not that's to it. Gain something. Blessed is the man. The Bible talks about blessings. And my family and I, too, going to sow a seed of $500. I want to tell you something. I got to believe for my wife's healing in her body. I got to believe for her finances, personal finances. Listen, this is the moment. We talked about it. When that shift, that change takes place, you get in it there. You don't wait till next week or a year later.
You do it now.
There's a small window where God uses in the Bible where he moves and he shifts and he changes nations.
Yes.
He changes situations. And I believe there's a moment in your life right now that you're praying for God to change your situation. I don't know what it is. We don't know where it's going. We just know that you stand. The Bible says he called Aaron to stand between the living and the dead if he was going to see change in Israel. This is your moment right now to stand between the living and the dead to see something change in your family's life, to see your ministry change right now.
I believe they need to write it down plainly.
Yes,
That's it. Absolutely.
I'm going to take time with mine.
Yes. Mine too.
Amen.
You
don't That's mind. It. Yes.
Because I've got a lot of requests that I want. I have eternal prayer yes. requests.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I mean, I want all my grandchildren to go to heaven.
Yes.
I want all my children to go to heaven.
Grandchildren. Great-grandchildren.
And I want to be able to serve God and have my health and strength back.
Amen.
And it's just things I'm going to write down. I want everybody to do that.
Yeah.
We are.
Everybody to write it down. Woo. We could literally today, if our people will respond, we could begin to build and have this thing in 6 months till it's up in the sky and you're going to start seeing it happen.
Amen. So we need you to call us right now. Call us. Pray. God is speaking to you. Call us right now. Don't miss out. Like Lori said, don't miss out. 1-888-988-1588. Go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Write us, P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. But be a part now.
And I agree. Raise your hand towards the camera.
Yes, let's agree. Yes. Thank you, Father.
I agree today in Jesus' name, that the blessing of God will pour upon those who join these clubs. And finish this Hall of the Prophet studio that millions will find Christ in this new network around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord, for this miracle today, the miracle of the Hall of the Prophets and those who are the founders of it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Time's gone for today.
Wow.
But we're so thrilled to have been here with you on this special groundbreaking day of the Hall of the Prophets.
Amen.
Please write us today. Please write us and call 1-888-988-158.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Praise God.
Is a good God.
Yeah.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The voice of the prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Lance Wallnow, Larry Hutch, Perry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log into ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.